Some big things happening with the Game and Fish this week in regards to these virtual meetings that are going to be held to discuss the elk feed grounds, and several of these in western Wyoming, one right here in Lincoln County, of course, by Alpine. And let's just talk about the feed grounds in general. These have been going on for a long time, and but in recent years, it's become a little more difficult to keep this going. Tell us about the program and the reason it's being done, but also some of the challenges that it's been providing.
You bet. So, you know, this has become one of the most complex wildlife management issues that that we face in our state today, for sure. As you mentioned, elk have been being fed in northwest Wyoming since 1908 and continue today in 22 feed grounds and then the National Elk Refuge. And, you know, the primary reasons that we have continued to operate this program is to, number one, prevent transmission of brucellosis from elk to cattle, and as assistance to our partners in the livestock industry, but also to prevent damage to stored crops, and then also to provide hunting opportunity, and so feed grounds have continued, but there's multi agencies that are involved because elk are fed on forest service lands and state lands and private lands, and then also on the National Elk Refuge. There's been a lot of litigation involved, and there's certainly people on both sides of the issue that advocate for the closure of feed grounds or minimizing their existence, and then also folks that are interested in their continuing. And I can tell you the Game and Fish, you know, the position that we're at right now is we make a lot of decisions regarding how we manage elk in that part of the state and how we operate these feed grounds. And I think it's a ripe time for people to be, to have as much information as we can provide on why we've made the decisions we've made to this point, and, to try to weigh in on what their thoughts are.
Director, you mentioned as part of that, one of the reasons for the feed grounds is to help limit the transmission of disease from elk to cattle and other livestock like that. But one of the issues that have come up, of course, is now the transmission of disease amongst the elk themselves when they gather in these feed grounds, specifically chronic wasting disease and CWD. And that's becoming a bigger and bigger problem in the state of Wyoming. So that's something you're looking at too as well, correct?
Yeah, absolutely. And that's certainly why some folks have become very concerned about feed ground operations, is because of the potential for CWD to show up. We haven't had CWD documented on a feed ground at this point, but we certainly know with its spread, it's a possibility. And so, you know, I think it's important for folks to have an opportunity to learn all of the complexities of this thing. And, you know, I strongly believe that we've made the best decisions that we can, considering all of these challenges that we face regarding elk management to this point. I think that, you know, in the short and the midterm future, I don't see a lot of opportunities to make drastic changes. But I think what this series of meetings is focused on is what folks might have for ideas over the long term. And are there some ways we can work to address some of the challenges that are posed by both of these competing diseases, CWD and brucellosis.
Speaking with Director Brian Nesvik with the Wyoming Game and Fish this morning. So these meetings actually begin today, if I'm looking at this correctly, and continue a couple tomorrow and one on Thursday as well. How can people join these meetings virtually?
Yeah, so we wanted to set these up so that folks could interact on the meeting, and doing them virtually is certainly a new challenge for us. But so the reason we're doing five meetings is because the space is limited in each meeting to 100 people, so that there can be some interaction. And, you know, if you get too many folks at one time on a virtual meeting, it's really hard to allow that discussion amongst the participants. So that's why there's five meetings. They're going to be, one of them will be recorded so that folks can view it after the fact and provide comment on what they see from one of the virtual meetings. And, they'll go on here over this next week and a half or so.
And people can find the schedule and get links and everything to join just on the Game and Fish website, correct?
Yeah, absolutely. That's a great point. Our website has opportunities. I do understand they're filling up fast, And so if folks are interested, I encourage them to get on there and sign up for a slot now.
Director, you mentioned how this is an attempt to establish a long-term plan for these elk feed grounds. So, you know, when we look short-term as far as this winter and next winter and that type of thing, you're expecting that the elk feed grounds are going to continue to operate as they have been.
Yeah, I do. And I even beyond that, I think that there's not a lot of other options for even the midterm. This is more focused on what things can be we be looking at for the long term.
Director Brian Nesbitt, Wyoming Game and Fish, joining us this morning on the SBI Radio Network. Director, anything else about these meetings or the feed ground management you wanted to mention this morning?
Well, I just, like I said, I encourage folks to, if nothing else, get involved just to try to understand all the facts that are out there and some of the background and the history. And I think that helps folks form, you know, more informed opinions. And that's what we need. We need some help from people to give us their thoughts.
Public discussions or listen and learn sessions, as they're being called. You can find the schedule online on the Wyoming Game and Fish website and the links to attend those as well. Director, thanks so much for your time. We appreciate it as always.
You bet, Duke. Have a great day.